let's talk about Amanda Martinez. Amanda Martinez. Let's see. That's M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, Amanda. And Miss Martinez is a 92-year-old woman being evaluated for hospice certification with hospice diagnosis of heart failure, period. Other comorbidities include dementia, behavioral disturbances, hypertension, as well as diabetes. Patient also has suffered from hypothyroidism for some time now. Period. As far as her heart failure is concerned, she's requiring more oxygen. No, she's now more short of breath with any type of activity, has swelling in her legs, ascites related to passive congestion of the liver and cryptogenic cirrhosis, that's C-R-Y-P-T-O-G-E-N-I-C, cryptogenic cirrhosis, period. Patient also suffers from hypertension, as was mentioned. Patient's last ejection fraction was reported at 15 to 18%. Patient CHF is related to end-stage coronary artery disease per her records, period. Her heart failure has left her weak, which has worsened, difficulty breathing, which has worsened, difficulty with appetite, cardiac cachexia, protein calorie malnutrition, weight loss. Patient also has become more disoriented because of her Alzheimer's dementia. During the last certification, patient was able to stand, but she's no longer able to stand. She's totally bedbound and now sleeping 18 to 20 hours a day. Period. Patient has very little diet, only tolerates puree diet, has a KPS score of 40%. Patient is cared for by a family member. And her overall prognosis is poor. Patient's heart failure has progressed given findings above and is expected to die within 6 months. Hence, remains hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.